It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back here. Good morning, Tuesday Talk Around. Hot sunshine, 32 degrees. I said earlier, warm up already. Pleased. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the morning show. Thank you for waking up with us. Talking real estate like we do every Tuesday with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. I look forward to you guys coming in. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good
morning.
To have you. Good to have you in the studio. Great, Steve, we'll start here with you and your numbers.
Same old thing. They're just hanging. It's around 6.5.
Okay.
So
one of these days, you're going to come in with some really good news for me and go, hey, you know what? I'm going to tell by the look on your face that...
Well, we'll see. I watch the squawk box in the morning. Probably shouldn't, but I can usually figure out what's going on by that.
I don't know if that's a good idea or not. Hey, Sherry, last week we got into this discussion about local realtors and how it just makes sense when you're looking to buy or sell your home to go to somebody in town. Because, you know, obviously, you know the framework, you know the lay of the land. Well, you've got something kind of neat coming up. Tell us about this.
We do. Katie and Jordan from the Chamber approached us, and, you know, we'd like to get the word out on our local realtors, our local closing company officials, and also our local lenders. You know, just let the community know who we are, what we do, and... You know, why in a decision like choosing your realtor can affect so many.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, I just think it would make more sense to go, and that's just me, that's my opinion.
For
what it's worth. Plus, I mean, real estate, when I get you guys in here, it's always changing. You know, how do you come up with new subjects, new topics? Mm-hmm. We don't have to, because the world of real estate changes on its own. So you've constantly got new regs and new regulations that we can talk about every week. Is it change that quick?
Well, it can change that fast, and we certainly have had changes with forms and things like that, which keep us on our toes because, you know, a purchase agreement in the Minnesota side, as I'm learning very quickly, is, you know, it's 10 pages long.
And wow.
A lot of typed stuff in there that you have to reread again to get refamiliarized with just exactly what everything says. And so it keeps us on our toes and just something we need to do.
So this local realtors roundtable, mm-hmm. this is a good time for people. And people have to have questions. Like this is a big question too. What is the number one thing you hear from people, you know, in the world of local real estate? What is the number one question that people usually come to you with?
Why do we want to live in Wahpeton? Mm-hmm. You know, what are the benefits of living here, and what does Wahpeton have to offer, or Breckenridge, wherever they're looking? So, I mean, it's our job. We know the communities. We know the areas. You know, we are familiar with local contractors, electricians, you name it, and we have that knowledge to direct them in the at least offer our assistance in directing them.
Well, that's one thing you turn the lights on for me, too. It isn't just your local realtors. It's everything connected with you guys. I mean, it's like electrical. It's like plumbing. Mm-hmm. Everything else that kind of goes into it that and these people work with you.
Exactly.
You know, and you guys are tied into a lot of people, I think, just, you know, from your experience and your years in the business. Would you not agree?
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, we're all... In a roundabout way, we're all connected, you know, in those ways. Anything to do with housing, you know, whether buying, selling, you know, repair work, the market, values, closing companies, the lawyers. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people tied into this.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. You know, buying or selling a home, there's a lot of moving parts to it. Mm-hmm. And again, for me personally, I would like to go with somebody with experience. And for me to go, like, out of town and look for somebody, I don't know how many years these people have
exactly.
in. And is where I come to you two, it's like, no, I know if you don't have the answers to my questions, I'm probably not going to find it.
Right.
So, you know, experience really does count in this ballpark. Wouldn't
exactly.
you agree?
Oh, exactly. You know, and our part of it is we have a vested interest in this community. This is where we live. This is where we raise our families. You know, this is where we want to thrive, and this is where we choose to do our business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, new listings. Can we talk anything there?
Yes, we've got, for any investors out there, we've got a fiveplex coming in Breckenridge today. Great investment property. It's a freestanding building with detached garages, so it'll be a nice listing.
All right. So, and people hearing this going, yeah, I want to get in on that, or I need more information, just give you a call or stop in.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right there on Dakota Avenue.
Yep, 419 Dakota Avenue.
And again, the roundtable is when?
Is next Wednesday, and it's at the Red River Room at the North Dakota State College of Science from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And the public is invited.
Yeah, show up and ask questions, folks. Get answers to your questions, too, if you've been thinking about buying, selling, or if you just have questions about local realtors in general. It'd be a good time to show up.
I'm going to throw in something you've heard me say many times before because it just happened again.
Uh-oh.
Some people came back from being down south.
Mm-hmm.
Leak in the house.
Oh, no.
All the flooring in the house has to be replaced. Baseboards. It's a mess, you know. Go to your water meter and turn it off at the meter, you know, when you're not home. And, again, I do it on weekends if I'm gone locally. But, you know, it just saves so much hassle. If something was going to go wrong, at least it would happen when you're home and not when you're gone for a couple months, especially.
What is it, an ounce of prevention?
Oh, boy. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
And water is so intrusive once it gets loose. It's not good.
And you've been talking about that for quite a while. I mean, you bring that up
often.
So.
And here it is again.
Yep.
Steve and Cherry, great to have you in, as always. We'll
Thanks,
talk
Bill.
To you next Tuesday. All right, 9:13 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
When I die, I may not.